This is the USACE 8, 8 minutes with an Army Aviation subject matter expert. Let's fly with the topic, Army Aviation Combined Arms Training Strategy.
Eric Peckham, Collective Training Specialist, Directorate of Training and Doctrine at the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence.
What is CATS?
The bottom line up front for CATS is they reduce the research and workload from leaders developing training products for their soldiers and units. CATS are a proponent-approved training product used across the Army that provide a way for leaders to develop a unit training plan and can assist with building a long-range training calendar. CATS are used to support leaders in training collective and individual tasks and individual crew-served and platform weapon live-fire qualification.
What are CATS designed for?
CATS are designed to be used by leaders responsible for training in their unit. Commanders can use them to create a metal crosswalk as outlined in FM70 and to backward plan training in preparation for an external evaluation. Platoon leaders can use them to identify and train battle tasks. NCOs can use CATS to identify and train on the fundamentals of shoot, move, communicate, and survive. Anyone with a CAT can access CATS using ATN.
What are the different types of CATS?
So there are two types of CATS, unit and function. A unit CATS is built specific to a unit that can be holistic or overarching, or mission essential task list metal focused. A function CATS supports specific training, or is for units that are given an out-of-design mission. One function CATS that is recommended for aviation units is Command and Control, or C2, used for certifying staffs.
How is a CATS created?
CATS are created using the Table of Organization and Equipment found in FMS Web to identify the personnel and equipment, the unit's mission, what it is designed to do, capabilities, what the unit provides, and functions, what the unit does to support itself. It's also created using the unit task list and medal, warrior tasks and battle drills, and individual and crew-served weapon tasks. CATS takes all the collective, individual, and weapon tasks and builds task sets to train them. CATS are reviewed, revised, and republished annually to capture any changes to doctrine, UTILs, medals, and STRAC allocations.
What are task sets and what do they include?
Task sets are the main building blocks of CATS. Each task set is numbered and titled to quickly inform the echelon and topic of training. They contain a grouping of tasks that can easily be trained together. Information contained in each task set includes an overall description and training guidance of the task set, the warfighting function it supports, the capabilities and/or functions trained, and recommended training events. The events are built using the crawl, walk, run training methodology to allow training to begin at the proper level of soldier and unit proficiency. Every event recommends the training audience, prerequisite training, equipment, TADS, concurrent training, facilities and ranges, class 3 and 5 resources, and provides detailed purpose, outcome, and execution guidance. Events also provide recommended iterations and durations, which in turn support the building of a unit training calendar.
How do leaders use CATS, and can you give an example?
So after a leader has conducted a commander-to-commander dialogue and begins working on a unit training plan, he or she can then use CATS to help build that plan. The commander determines the tasks and events for training based on training guidance and an assessment of personnel and unit proficiency. For example, the commander of an attack helicopter company wants to train the MET conduct an aerial attack. Using the metal crosswalk found in FM70 and in CATS, the commander adds supporting collective, battle, crew, or individual tasks to train, and having assessed the unit at walk level proficiency, selects the situational training exercise event and puts it on the training calendar. The commander or designated representative then starts development of the training scenario using the information recommended in the CATS event, like coordinating participation of the battalion staff, reserving the AVCAT, training areas, requesting other resources such as fuel, STRAC, and ground maneuver elements or UAS assets. Platoon leaders or NCOs who are tasked with conducting leader or sergeant's time training can use the links within CATS to identify supporting collective and individual tasks from the unit's metal tasks as the focus of training, battle, or individual tasks. Leaders can use the performance steps and measures from these tasks as an outline for the material to be taught. In another example, the platoon leader preparing for company training on MET, conduct expeditionary deployment operations, conducts a review of the MET's supporting collective tasks and selects conduct convoy operations needs to be trained and uses the tasks, listed steps, and measures to guide the information to be covered and trained in preparation for execution.
How are CATs accessed by the force?
CATs are accessed and used by unit representatives through DTMS to create unit training plans. But anyone with a CAT can view CATs using ATN. CATs are searched for using the tow number, unit name, or UIC. Once the CATs is selected, users can then review six different CATs reports that go into detail on how the CATs was developed, a task set breakout, a met to task set crosswalk, and a recommended TADS listing.
Where can we get additional information on CATs?
Well, after logging into ATN, users can click on the Unit Training Management link next to the ATN banner. The UTM table of contents contains a link to the CATS knowledge base. The knowledge base contains briefs and information and a CATS program point of contact listing.
What's the real value of CATS?
So the real value of CATS is it's designed to be a time saver for anyone who's developing training for their soldiers or their unit.
Anything else we need to talk about or anything you want to add in relation to CATS?
So along with just the basic CATS product, it also provides active and reserve component commanders a pre-built unit training calendar. And for the active component, it's a 2-year calendar. And for the reserve component, it's a 5-year training calendar.
Is there training available on CATS?
There is. So for additional information, you would want to log into ATN, and then under the unit training management table, you would find the CATS knowledge base. And with the knowledge base contains briefings and information, then that's where you'd find like a CATS 101 that would explain how to use CATS. There's also information on how users in DTMS can apply CATS to both their training and their training calendar.
Thank you for listening to the USACE 8, brought to you by the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence.